Sickle CAI. 800-259-9231. And Sickle CAI is brought to you by the awesome Jason Osborne. 800-259-9231. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about anything. That is the point of the program. It's very rare that we actually have guests on. We did, for those of you just tuning in, we just finished up a two-hour-long guest spot with Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico. So if you missed that, it's worth a listen. The guy was really straightforward and, like, answered our questions and didn't back down. And
yeah. I
look in the eye, too. And
I think he's going to run for office for president. And I think
he didn't say that.
He did not say that. I'm just speculating. I think he will. And if he does, I've already given some money to his Our America Initiative at ouramericainitiative.com, and I'll give more.
We're going to continue now with your calls and your thoughts about what you want. People have actually been waiting patiently through the Gary Johnson interview to get their thoughts on the air. So let's start with Sky, listening in Michigan to WSJM-FM. Hello, Sky. Sky in Michigan, going once. Sky had just hung up. Let's try instead Tim, listening to WDNG in Anniston, Alabama. Hello, Tim.
Yes, actually, this is Tim's wife. Tim had to walk into the store, and our biggest question is, my husband's a Mason, and I'm disabled, and we have a three-year-old, and my husband's hardly worked in the last 2.5 years because all the illegal Mexican crews in our area are stealing all his business.
Well, wait,
and
he owned his business? Hold on a second. You said they're stealing. Did he own his customers?
They're not legal citizens, and I don't have food on my table because someone who's not legal and not paying taxes is stealing my husband's job.
Well, stealing presumes that your husband owned. Stealing presumes that your husband owned the job in the first place. If it had been a 17-year-old kid that had gotten hired,
You know what the point is.
Well, just one moment. If it had been a 17,
people aren't here legally, and they're taking jobs away from Americans.
Well, I know you're Tim's wife, but do you have a name?
Yeah, my name's Amy.
Okay, Amy. Now, so here's my question. If it was a 17-year-old American-born person who took the job from Tim or who was given the job instead of Tim, would you accuse the 17-year-old of stealing Tim's job?
First of all, I'm not saying American-born. I'm saying they're illegal. So they're.
I am asking you a question about the use of your terms tonight.
American-born or Mexican-born wouldn't bother me if they were legal.
Okay, then it wouldn't be stealing. I just want to understand what you're saying, Amy. Are you saying that as long as the person is so-called legal, if they get a job instead of Tim, then it's not stealing, but it's stealing when somebody's so-called illegal?
Here's the difference. The difference is that when they're illegal, they work off the books, and the people who own the companies that are getting these jobs are undercutting everybody else. That's the problem.
So you support
they're not legal, so they're paying them under-the-table cash.
So you support them getting work visas and then getting Social Security numbers and being taxed the same way as everybody.
I don't have a problem with that at all. Because when they have work visas, they're paid the same wages that the American people are paid.
So you don't believe
that
anyone...
they're not undercutting the Americans.
Then I think we agree. I think that there should be a progressive program for getting people work visas. They won't have the right to vote in that case or anything like that, but they can come here, they can work for their families, they can provide a better life, and then if they want to pursue a path for citizenship, they'll have it. I had an opportunity to learn the language and things like that, and they'll work above the board.
Point of information. I don't want to work above the board if I can avoid it. So, am I a bad person for taking cash under the table?
When you take cash under the table, you're breaking the law because you're not paying your taxes.
Oh no,
they're their taxes.
Oh no, is that a bad thing?
Breaking the law?
Not paying taxes or breaking the law.
You don't think that that's a bad thing when you don't pay taxes or you break the law? You don't think that's a bad thing?
I think it's bad, ma'am, when people harm other people, when people do commit aggression against other peaceful people. I think that's bad. But for me to avoid having my money stolen from me by a gang of criminals calling themselves the government, that's an act of courage.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in God and his Bible by any chance?
Please define what you mean by God.
Do you believe in the Christian Holy Bible? And that it was written by God.
No, I believe that there is God, but I believe that everything is God. I'm a panentheist. I think that all that is
okay,
you know, God, if you want to use that term.
This is not something that we would agree on then. Because
yeah.
if you don't believe that the Bible is written by the one true God,
what's that have to do with paying taxes?
Work,
and what does that have to do with anything?
Because the Bible says that we are to follow the laws that are set down by man.
Well, you know, the
whoever's in charge, we elected them.
Why do you think that the Romans? Why do you think the Romans threw Christians into an arena with lions and tigers? Don't you think that was for breaking the law for being Christians? I mean, really, like the Christianity is a protest religion against the Roman rule, the government of its time. I mean, that was really what it was all about. It was against the law to be Christian. So the idea that that Christianity would purport obeying these laws, that God instituted these laws above us, doesn't really make much sense. I mean,
well,
I think that God created a law, and that law is
the Bible actually states that you are to follow the law as man sets forth, because they are in charge, and we elected them in charge.
Well, the Bible also says that there are only two laws, and that law is to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And I don't see how somebody who works for the government can be loving their neighbor as themselves if they choose to steal money from them.
What was it that you said you were?
What do you mean?
Religiously?
Well, I answered the question. Mark didn't answer
that
question.
I'm a Quaker, is what I am. You're talking to two different people.
Oh, I see. I didn't even know that. Okay. Well, Tim's back in the car. If you want to talk to him.
Oh, no. I'm having fun with you, Amy. Amy, I have another question for you. This is very interesting.
But I have to drive right now, so I can't.
All right. Well, one more question for you, Amy, if you don't mind. Just one more. Do you have time for one more?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. That's fine.
One more question. You said that you believe that the Bible says that you have to follow all the laws set by man. Does that also include the laws that forced blacks to the back of the bus?
Okay, but that's not a law anymore.
Ma'am,
but
I'm asking,
then.
At the time, would you have said that you support those laws, that you should, that those blacks should follow those laws at that time?
If it was a law that it was something that was put down by the people that we put in office, yes. Did I agree with
it? That's you should be ashamed.
No.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 1-800, great, you don't agree with it, but please keep obeying and keep enforcing these bad laws on people. It's just so sad.
There's one verse in the Bible that says that you know, these leaders are instituted by God and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, that document, 2,000 years old. I don't know what's been inserted in it and not inserted in it.
Translated.
I've got to say that, you know, I don't think God wanted would have supported, you know, Rosa Parks standing up and giving her seat to somebody else. I think that good people disobeyed bad laws, and I think there's a lot of bad laws in this country, and that good people should disobey them.
Yeah, and I think that people like Martin Luther King and Gandhi have been great advocates of that very point that you're making there,
and
that it's your duty as, if you love freedom, that is, it's your duty to disobey bad laws and encourage it.
And it's talk radio, so I can bring up the specter of Nazism. The fact is, if God created this government, he created the Nazi government with Hitler in charge too. I mean, that would stand to reason. So therefore, it was, you know, you should be put to death for harboring a Jew in your house, for trying to protect life and liberty of God's people, I guess, if you want to call them that. I mean, I don't think they're any more God's people than I am. But you know, it's to me it's a ludicrous stand.
Absolutely.
It's a ludicrous, untenable stand.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. Stu is on the line listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. Hello, Stu.
Good evening.
Hey, Stu. What's
up,
you
guys?
Mind?
I got to tell you, you guys are red hot tonight. And by the way, thanks for that great guest of yours. He is a true Republican and a very smart man, and I thank you for that interview. I must say to you, I'm feeling a little bit of a libertarian thing going on here, and I'm okay with that. And
is this your first time listening?
No, I've been here many times, but I gotta tell you, I'm gonna be a troll tonight.
Okay.
I'm not waiting for Billy Goats over the bridge, but I want to ask you, on the issue of marijuana, if it were legal in America, would we be seeing this violence down in Juarez and Mexico?
Good question. We'll talk about it in a moment. If you want, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here in just a bit. 800-259-9231. Marijuana, violence, we'll talk about it. 800-259-9231. You can also bring up whatever you would like. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You take control.
It's the shirt you wear most, an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt, and for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition. You can join us on our website, by the way, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features, they're free. And one of those features includes the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the very same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. Free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And it's free thanks to Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also have great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
We continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Steve is, I believe, still with us. Or excuse me, Stu, not Steve, but Stu, listening to WFLA-FM in Florida. Stu, are you there?
Hi, buddy.
All right, Stu. So you'd asked the question regarding the border, regarding enforcement of marijuana laws. Can you rephrase or re-ask the question for our listeners just tuning in?
Well, I'm just wondering, would all these heads be cut off and would all this death and horror be happening in Mexico if we had legal marijuana laws? Would this be happening to us? Because, I mean, I know some Mexican people, and they're wonderful people. They're hardworking Christian people. I would hate for this to be happening to them if there was some way I could stop it. And the only way I know is to legalize marijuana in America. What do you think?
Well, clearly on this show, we're for the legalization of marijuana, or at least the decriminalization of marijuana. We just had former Governor Gary Johnson on the show, and he was saying that it would have a significant effect. He was the executive of a border state. You'd think he'd know. And he said it would have a significant effect on the crime that's going along the border.
But that's only a first step. It's going to be a step in the right direction. You decriminalize marijuana or legalize it, and you immediately cut down dramatically the amount of, black market activity that's going on out there. And, of course, it's the black market that leads to this violence. You don't see the Anheuser-Busch distributor out there cutting off the heads of the people that are distributing Captain Morgan or whatever. The illegal alcohol business, you don't have those things happening like you used to, though. You used to during alcohol prohibition. You had people gunning each other down in the streets where gangs were fighting over territory, and that doesn't happen in the legal market because of open competition, because the sellers are not hiding in the shadows. They're out in the open, and they're advertising their wares, and they're advertising their quality and their products. And they couldn't possibly get away with doing such awful things to one another. So yeah, it would go a long way. But the only way to truly eliminate what you're talking about, the violence, the drug gangs, the killings, the beheadings, the only way to truly eliminate is to go all the way and have a true freedom of purchase for all drugs to allow. And I'm not just talking about heroin and cocaine and all those hard illegal drugs. I'm also talking about prescription drugs, because there's also a black market in those as well, because of the prescription process, which essentially is a way to keep those drugs out of people's hands and put the kind of this level of doctors between the people and the product. So getting rid of the prescription process and fully decriminalizing or legalizing all drugs is the only way to truly end the black market that creates the violence that you're talking about.
Well, OxyContin is the drug of choice for many people as far as pharmaceuticals go.
It's
and
true.
I totally agree, because the people that live 24/7 with horrible pain, they need help. They really do.
Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. It's the only sensible solution. And, we were talking earlier with Gary Johnson about the war on drugs, and I think somebody had called in and made mention somebody made mention of the people that die as a result of things like overdosing. And I didn't get a chance to point out at the time that legalizing these drugs or decriminalizing them.
Wait a second. One thing you must understand, that more people die in this country from taking the prescribed amount of prescribed medications than by taking overdosing on illegal medications.
That's true. A lot more.
A lot more. And 10 times as many.
That's about right. But you would even reduce the amount of overdosing and problems that come from the illegal drugs by legalizing them or decriminalizing them, because, again, you take it out of the black marketplace. You take it into the legal world where anybody can manufacture these things and sell them. They're being sold in a way that is easily, you can tell what your dose is. You don't go to the CVS or the Walgreens, grab a bottle of aspirin off the shelf, and pop one in your mouth and not have any idea what it's going to do. It's a very standardized amount, 325 milligrams or whatever the amount of aspirin or whatever the active ingredient in the product is. It's there. It's on the bottle. They tell you what it is you're taking and how much you should take in order to get certain effects. You don't get that in the black market with these drugs. So a lot of people will get their hands on, say, like a heroin addict is used to buying heroin from this one dealer. The dealer ends up getting a different deal from his wholesalers. And and somebody accidentally passes along heroin that's maybe 10 times more powerful than the last batch, and the dealer doesn't know because he's not doing the heroin. Some of them are, some of them aren't. So he passes it on to his customers. He doesn't realize it's the same price. This person thinks he's getting the same stuff, loads up his syringe and ends up dying of an overdose. And then there's also all kinds of other reasons why people who are buying things on the black market, they're not getting what they're expecting. Like with ecstasy, you're getting things that are not MDMA, the actual so-called ecstasy, you know, whatever is being called ecstasy on the street. Supposedly MDMA, that's the original product. But on the street, you may get things that aren't even related to MDMA being sold as ecstasy. And those could be stimulants, and those could, you know, create a heart attack. I mean, so there's all kinds of risks involved in the black market, and people would actually end up being safer. Legalization and decriminalization are harm reduction strategies that actually make it so more people can survive these experiences. Let's continue here. Janice is listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hello, Janice.
Hi, I just want to say earlier, the woman I was talking about Christianity and taxation.
Yeah.
At one point, Christ was asked about taxation, and he said that we should pay to Caesar what is Caesar's and pay to God what is God's. In other words, the taxes go to Caesar, and our spiritual side should go to the Lord in prayer.
One thing about that, I love that you brought that up. One thing about that is there were competing currencies being used at the time. They had gold and silver coins and bronze coins too, and they were some of them had Caesar's picture on them, and some of them would have other rulers' pictures on them. You know, Jesus was using this as an example to point out, you know, like you could draw from that to Jesus was using an example that, hey, we're not just ruled by Caesar here. And, you know, another thing is I've got a dollar in my pocket and it's got a U.S. president on it, but I don't think the U.S. president owns that dollar. I think it's mine. So if I were to render, I wouldn't have to render any of that to the United States government because it's not theirs.
Well, I agree with that completely. I think what really irritates me lately is they keep on saying, well, we're going to cut the domestic budget. I believe my tax money should go within the boundaries of our country, helping our people, educating our people, giving food to our people. Our people shouldn't be starving. Why are our people starving? Why are our people without health care? And we're throwing money.
People aren't starving in America.
And we're throwing money at other countries. It's ridiculous.
Thank you for the call. I generally agree that foreign aid, bad idea, because usually when the government sends out money, they're sending it to governments. So even that money that is supposedly going to feed people, it's not. It's going to feed bureaucrats.
It's just giving them
cars,
yeah,
and planes and things like that. So foreign aid, really bad idea. But taxes are also a really bad idea as well in general. How about people just keep the money they earn and then spend it and give it away in the way they think is best? You. Free Talk Live.
Spend your life with Rich Dad Ovite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there at the top of the website. Last 7 days archived at the top, and then you can click in to the archive section to go way back to late 2006. All of that is free for you at freetalklive.com. Thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates from which to choose. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com can host you. You'll get 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support. And if you use the portal we've created, HostGator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
We continue with your calls, your thoughts, about what you want. Steve, listening in Anaheim, California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steve. Steve?
Can you hear me?
Hey, we have to. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, okay. Actually, I wanted to correct that. I mean, I don't know if you guys are aware of, you know, how the King James Version, the original, and then the New King James Version differ. You know, where they, in the New King James Version, they slipped in the word government, you know, and taxes, where the original didn't read like that. You know, it's basically, you know, it talks about ministers, you know, and you pay a tribute to the ministers, you know, because they're God's ministers attending, like, you know, and then in the New King James Version, you know, it actually, they say, it says, for because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers, attending, continuing to the very thing, render therefore to all their dues, taxes to whom taxes are due, you know, and that. So there's actually, a, you know, most people today quote the new King James Version. I don't know if I, you know, I don't know if I pointed that out. You know, I mean,
I appreciate the call tonight, Steve. Thank you at 800-259-9231. Mark, I mean, you've read some of the Bible quite a bit, actually. What do you think about that?
I think a lot of these things are open to interpretation. The Bible itself specifically says something to the effect of you need two witnesses in order to corroborate a story, and often Christians will use that you need two verses to sort of make things true amongst the Bible. And Paul just says in this one place in Romans that these people are appointed above us. I don't know the differences in the translations. I haven't spent that kind of time poring over it, because I know God doesn't support corrupt government officials. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to spend a lot of time verifying it in the Bible. I feel that the Bible has been, honestly, I feel the Bible's been corrupted throughout the years, thousands of years, that
by people in power.
These scriptures have been in existence by the people in power.
But that's what religion in many ways originally was. Organized religion was a way to keep the little people in control and to brainwash them. I'm not saying that there, again, if there is a God that's separate from me, and again, I believe that everything is God, so I mean, just to put my belief system in a very brief manner, but if there is a God that's separate from me, I want that God to be somebody that appreciates standing up against oppression. I want that God to be somebody that appreciates the ideas of individual liberty.
Right. I mean, So the suggestion here is that that God then supported the Romans. He must have, right? I mean, this was when this stuff was being written. Paul wrote this as a Roman citizen. The time that Rome was at its height, they're crucifying people along the Appian Way, just hanging people to die on rugged crosses there along the Appian Way for God knows what, invading countries, executing people. Their soldiers are raping women.
With the law.
And it goes the other way when you lose in those situations, too. But God doesn't support that.
Let's talk to Mike, listening to KRBT in Minnesota. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about that lady who called in saying that if you believe in God and read the Bible, you should follow the laws of the government. And coming to think about that, I thought about a saying from Thomas Jefferson where he talked about if there is a God that exists, that he would much rather have us, question his existence than to have us blindly follow him around. I couldn't help but to think about that when I heard her, and I kind of agree with that, that if God had put us here and, you know, you're Christian, that he'd probably be better and more Christian for you to be questioning what the government does than it would be to just blindly following what they do.
Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Religion's been used throughout the ages to get people to comply. It's rarely been a revolutionary object. And when it is, it doesn't take too long before those that are in power manage to use it to cement their power.
Let's talk to Brian, listening to KMed in Oregon. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Oh, hello, yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Here you are, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm on the same subject about the about submitting to authorities. there's no way that God wants us to, the thing is that God wants his governments to judge fairly and with justice. And if you're not being judged fairly and with justice, then there's certain things that you wouldn't have to obey. For instance, in the book of Acts, when Peter and the other apostles were told not to go out and preach in the streets, they told the authorities, we must obey God rather than men.
Interesting point. But how do you know what God wants? I mean, I generally understand where you're coming from, but how do you know what God wants?
Well, I know because I read the Bible with prayer and common sense, and I let the Holy Spirit guide me. I'm not a religious person. I believe I'm a spiritual person. And you're absolutely right that religion has been used for centuries to control people, even right up including still today.
Okay, it's an honest answer. It's your intuition, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I have a difficult time if this judgment day is actually going to occur, where this loving God will send some good portion of his children to an everlasting fiery torment.
That doesn't sound very loving.
It doesn't make much sense to me either. But if that were to occur, and you really are standing there before God and saying, hey, you know, I I'm working with the faculties you gave me. In a world that you created, I've come up with the very best answer that I've got here, and, you know, I did my best. It seems to me that he's not going to say, depart from me, evildoer, off to the flames of hell with you. I mean, you know, the idea that you teach your children in this manner is weird. I mean, if I taught my son, you know, not to touch some item or another by cutting off one of his fingers with a pair of diagonal cutters, some dykes, you know, every time he did something wrong, I'm just going to cut one of his fingers off. I wouldn't be even stepping into the realm of the kind of sick, sadistic punishment that God would be dealing out by throwing his kids into an everlasting pit of fire.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Let's talk to Mark M., listening in Northern Virginia. Mark M., you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. One thing I wanted to mention really quick is, you know, it turns out the founding fathers were pretty smart guys, and they figured out how to reconcile a government and a Bible, and what they figured out is that Romans 13, that's really what we're discussing tonight, says, yes, obey the powers that be, but in this country, that power is each individual, each one of us, and, you know, and they put it down, and they put it in the documents, so when you get somebody like Tim Wyeth, thinking she's being ruled over instead of understanding that she is ruler, and these people are to represent us, not rule.
I love where you're coming from. You got a bad cell phone connection. I appreciate hearing from you, though, tonight at 800-259-9231 to kind of recap what he was saying.
Well, the suggestion is this, and I've heard it many times, and I would have to agree that this was intended to be founded as a country of sovereigns.
Sovereigns meaning kings. Like, yeah. Each individual is a king of their own world, their own domain.
Yeah. Kind of, and so, therefore, you are the highest power. It's supposed to be a government of the people. So, therefore, the government is supposed to be actually subservient, and God would then not have instituted it over you.
Right. I mean, if it's all by consent, as some would have you believe, that you should be able to withdraw that consent at any time.
I think these are all machinations. I really wonder about that particular verse in Romans and what it meant and what Paul was trying
to say. There's more coming up. 800-259-9231.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you're already on hold. If not, well, try us on Monday night. Actually, you can join our co-host for the internet-only edition tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Same time, it's there at freetalklive.com, so you can check that out. Mark and I, of course, do this six nights a week, and if you've missed a moment, you can grab archives over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the podcast, and more. Go get the details and get signed up. We would appreciate it at amp.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, a rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a heck of a lot more. Ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth right now. I believe there's just a few left. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
As we continue taking your calls, do keep your thoughts as succinct as possible, as we've got a bunch of people who want to get on here toward the end of the show. Let's talk to Jason, listening in North Carolina on the Amp Lines. Hello, Jason.
Hey, gentlemen, I want to talk about this idea that Jesus said that we need to obey the government, because I'm not sure I agree with that at all.
As a Christian. Are you a Christian?
I have a great deal of respect for the things that Jesus wrote.
Gotcha.
I don't know if that makes me a Christian or not.
Fair enough.
But I'm not a biblical scholar, but I have read enough of the Bible to know one thing Jesus was very clear about. He absolutely said on many occasions that God loves all of his children and we are all God's children. He never talked about class divisions in society. He never talked about certain people being born with certain magical rights to command other people. Now, if we're all God's children, then I don't really see how a certain class of people manage to acquire this fascinating authority to command other people. I know that Jesus said on many occasions that God gave us free will. In fact, in the story of the creation of Adam and Eve, the only difference between Adam and the animals that were made before him was that God gave Adam free will and then also gave it when he made Eve. Other than that, you know, it's the same thing. We're just animals, except that we think we make decisions. That was God's gift to man. Jesus was very clear about that. He obviously never intended for there to be certain people to try to suppress the will of other people. And furthermore, I believe a gentleman mentioned recently that something about religion has not generally been a revolutionary concept. It's been used to keep people in line. That may be true overall, but there are some very clear aberrations. For example, there was a priest in the 1300s in England named John Ball, who was actually part of a peasants' revolt that established near anarchy in several parts of England for an extended period of time. And he had this
very fascinating speech that he delivered during a pseudo-revolution that he led. I'm just going to read you a real short paragraph from it. It goes like this. When Adam delved and Eve span, who was then the gentleman? From the beginning, all men by nature were created alike, and our bondage or servitude came in by the unjust oppression of naughty men. For if God would have any bondmen from the beginning, he would have appointed who should be bond and who free. And therefore I exhort you to consider that now the time has come, appointed to us by God, in which ye may, if ye will, cast off the yoke of bondage and recover liberty. Now this was a priest in the 1300s.
Great stuff. You know, it's a shame that those guys are the exception rather than the rule. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. As we continue here taking your phone calls, Paul listening in Medford, KMed, Medford, Oregon, that is. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paul. Paul in Medford?
Your idea of the burning, fire and brimstone in hell and all for all eternity burning. And you know, I believe that's more of a, how you, like, when you've done something wrong and you know you've done something wrong and you really feel bad about it, that burning that you get in your stomach.
Yeah.
And that, the conscious, and that's, I mean, I don't think it's a literal fire that you're going to, you know,
well,
be
you,
on
must,
fire
you must not be a Christian then, right?
Right? You know, people are going to question your Christianity if you,
are you
say
a Christian?
Like that.
Because that's, because
oh,
I agree with you. I'm sorry?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, you are. It's very unusual, though. I mean, would you say, Mark, that that's not unusual?
I don't know if it's very unusual. I think that there's a lot of disagreement in the subject inside of, you know, the believers.
I think that I'm not a Christian, but I grew up one. I think that the hell that you create for yourself. I mean, if there is a hell, it's all by your creation and by your actions here right now.
That's going to be a lot of it, I believe. But I think, you know, knowing what you could have had at that point and knowing that you're not there, that's going to be the hell that we're going to be going through. And that will cause you to burn and just have a horrible feeling. But
thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's get Van in here from listening to WVNA in Alabama. Hello, Van.
Greetings. We're glad you're back on the air. WVNA 1590 lost their tower to the money dispute for several months.
And yes, sir.
You boys.
It's good to be back on in Florence. Go ahead with your thoughts, Van.
Okay, this idea of hell is not in the Old Testament. It was created about 200 B.C. by the Jewish high priest to punish Jews that started intermarrying with Gentiles, and that was going to be their punishment. And then by the time Jesus comes along, 200 years later, 230, it had involved into an eternal punishment, fire, brimstone, worm dieth not, etc.
It's a lot easier to get money out of people for the church coffers if you can scare them to death, right, with this whole hell story. Thanks for the call, Van. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, you got to hand it to him, Mark. It's a brilliant mechanism.
It's the single biggest selling point of the religion. I mean, there are many denominations that don't believe in an eternal hell. I'd have to say that I fall into that category.
I don't believe in it, but I still have the idea stuck in my mind. It is still something that that bugs me, even though I'm not even...
It tortures me. I'll spend time in the shower thinking about how I'm going to argue before God about this, that, or the other thing. I mean, it's nuts.
Let's continue and talk to David, listening to our very own Keens WKBK in New Hampshire. Hello, David.
Gentlemen, I'm a religious, basically. I was going to say, I want to say this to Mark because he sounds like he read a lot about Jesus and everything. Do you think hell, they invented hell because, like, somebody saw, like, lava coming out of the earth and they thought, oh, it's all fire down there because of the lava, and then that's
it's possible.
Why
stands
they
to reason.
Think of hell.
You know, the Greeks were very instrumental in that area of the world at the time. They believed in
isn't that where Mount Vesuvius is?
They believed in a physical Hades below the ground. They believed that you could get there if you somehow followed some paths and some cliffs someplace that you could get to Hades and that's
that is where Mount Vesuvius is, right? In Greece.
So, I don't know.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. Let's continue and talk to Paul listening in Oregon. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
It's in Pompeii.
Hello, Paul.
Mike.
Paul, in Oregon. Going once. Paul, in Oregon. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, all this Christian talk is great. I mean, I had something else to say, but I do want to say that I believe it to be a Christian, and I'm not sure I am, but I believe a Christian is to be Christ-like, and that's a really tough thing to toe, and I don't think very many Christians are Christ-like.
I agree.
And if you think about the way Jesus was, you know, I mean, we're really not Christ-like at all.
Absolutely right. Lots of so-called Christians support things like war, and that would seem to be something like Christ would not ever be in support of. And I thank you for the call tonight. You're right, Mark. Mount Vesuvius is not in Greece, but there are several volcanoes in Greece.
There's one more point I would like.
You'll have to do it quick.
One thing
I'd like
to say. Can I say it?
Yeah, quick.
And it was what I originally called for. Is what do you guys think about every time these Wall Street guys are scared? Woo! That they get to make a bunch of money. Ooh, they're scared. When I'm scared, I don't get to make a bunch of money.
Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Well, you know, the oil and stuff. Oh, they're scared this is going to happen. They're scared. They ignore good news, and then they take in bad news, and they get to make a bunch of money for it. And I think I'll leave it at that.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Mark, any thoughts on that? Because I don't know anything about Wall Street.
You know, he's right that the oil prices are being driven up by speculation. That you know, but you know, I don't really have anything else to say about it.
Let's talk to Anthony, listening in Eureka, California, to KGOE. Hello, Anthony.
Mark, you're doing a great work of art, exposing the corporate theocrats and plutocrats as usual.
Thank you, Anthony. Quickly with your thoughts, go.
Well, I got two for you. I want to tell you what I think our goal is relative to these revolutions that are going on in the world, and I'll tell you what I think our assignment should be relative to them. Our goal is to turn around this reversal of Robin Hood, whereby the criminal 0.01% filth money from the working middle class and...
I don't think anybody should have money stolen from them, whatever their so-called class is, and I wish we had more time, but thank you, Anthony, and thanks to Bradley who called, but unfortunately we ran out of time. Bradley, give us a call on Monday night. Anybody else that didn't get in, call us Monday night. We're on from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. You can find us in your local radio station, maybe, or certainly online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.